CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 18th of January 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB announces important changes to its QSL Bureau service. RSGB Region 6 and 7 launch a new challenge for February. Could you be the RSGB Youth Activities and Engagement Champion? The RSGB is pleased to announce the next stage in developing its QSL Bureau services. Following the retirement of the RSGB QSL Bureau Manager Richard Constantine, G3UGF, after a comprehensive review of long-term options, the Society has entered into a formal contractual agreement with the German National Radio Society Deutsche Amateur Radio Club to process all incoming and outgoing RSGB QSL cards. DARC operates a modern high-capacity QSL bureau. Its systems already support a number of national societies and offer industrial-scale reliability, digital processing capability and long-term resilience. This partnership will provide a robust and effective QSL bureau service for RSGB members. Volunteers remain central to the RSGB QSL bureau service, and the RSGB extends its thanks to all sub-managers whose dedication forms the backbone of the service. The new arrangements are designed to support volunteer involvement, not replace it, and to ensure volunteers have a strong infrastructure behind them. The new service preserves the traditional bureau structure but will offer additional options for RSGB members who send cards. Find out more about these developments on the newly updated QSL bureau pages at rsgb.org/QSL. RSGB regional representatives in North and South Wales have launched a new challenge. The 40-metre challenge encourages radio amateurs to make as many QSOs as possible on the 40-metre band between the 1st and 28th of February. The event has six categories to enter and is open to individual RSGB members living in Wales and members of the RSGB affiliated clubs located in Wales. Certificates will be awarded to the top station in each category, as well as a 7 MHz challenge trophy for the RSGB affiliated club with the most QSOs. Most QSOs submitted by its membership. Find out more by searching 40 meter challenge in the search bar on the RSGB website. Have you got ideas for activities that will inspire and engage young foundation license holders? The RSGB is looking for an enthusiastic and innovative person to become its volunteer youth activities and engagement champion. The role will take the lead on youth-focused activities and help in promoting and supporting events such as YOTA Month and the annual IARU YOTA Summer Camp. Read the full details of this exciting role and how to apply on the RSGB webpage under Volunteers. The RSGB is seeking to support a new advertising agent to take over from the current contractor upon their retirement. This is an exciting opportunity to work with the UK's National Amateur Radio Society and manage advertising sales across a diverse portfolio of respected publications and digital platforms. If you are a contractor or agency and can support the development of the RSGB advertising, then contribute to the growth of its publications and digital platforms, this could be the opportunity for you. Go to the RSGB website under Careers to find out more. Applications are closing soon, so don't delay if you're interested. YOTA Month took place in December and was full of young radio amateurs having fun on the air. If you were involved with the event, don't forget to share your experience by featuring in a YOTA Month special in the March edition of Radcom. To be included, email your photos and a short report to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 23rd of January at the latest, and please make it clear if the photos can be used on social media. A reminder, the RSGB will stop offering the Intermediate 100 Award and the VHF-UHF Activity Award at the end of 2026. Anyone working towards these awards will have until the end of the year to complete the necessary QSOs. The RSGB has numerous other rewards for you to chase, so get started in going to rsgb.org/awards. The Simon Langton Grammar School for Boys is having a What Is My STEM Future Conference with Canterbury school pupils aged between 10 and 13. The event aims to give students a sense of what science, technology, engineering and mathematics is and to help them plan their futures. The conference programme includes four workshops, one of which will be on amateur radio and Morse. Under supervision, students will have the opportunity to operate the school's amateur radio club call sign, G3OSL. Listen out between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Wednesday the 21st of January, when pupils will be active using CW on the 40 and 20 metre bands. Read more about it on the RSG website under school-zone. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Details now of rallies and events on Sunday the 25th of January. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin in Lincolnshire. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. Admission £3, tables £10. To book tables, more information, contact Steve M5ZZZ on 07777, that's 47, 699069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by the West Manchester Radio Club, takes place on Sunday the 8th of February at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ. Exhibitors can gain entrance from 8:15 a.m. and the doors are open to visitors from 10 a.m. The large car park, catering, bring and buy, raffle, improved disabled access and a seating area will be available on site. More information, visit wmrc.co.uk. Special event news. The Royal Association of Radio Amateurs in Morocco is active as CN35CAN during the 35th Africa Cup of Nations. The competition sees African national football teams compete against each other every 2 years. Recently, the station was worked on the 20-metre band using SSB. More information, qrz.com. The Straight Key Century Club's Straight Key Month is currently underway. The annual on-air event commemorates the club's founding in 2006 and celebrates the original instruments of early radio telegraphy, including straight keys, bugs and cootie keys. Listen out for the K3Y call sign, which is being aired from the 10 USA calls. Information on the event and QSL instructions can be found at tinyurl.com/skccfigures2026. DX News, Jonathan W5GI is active as VP2V stroke call sign from Anagada in the British Virgin Islands, NA023, until Tuesday the 20th of January. He operates SSB and FD8 on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. André, ON7YK, is active as C5YK from the Gambia until Sunday the 25th of January. He operates SSB digital modes and some CW on the 20 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or directly to André's home call. Contest news, tomorrow the 19th, RSGB FT4. Series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your report. Tuesday the 20th of January, RSGB 1.3 gigs, UK activity contest 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 23 centimetre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The CQ Worldwide 160-metre DX contest starts at 2200 UTC. Friday the 23rd runs until 2200 UTC. Sunday the 25th of January, that is, using CW on the 160-metre band, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone. American stations send their state, Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 24th, runs until 1200 UTC, Sunday the 25th of January, RTTY on the 8 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed. The exchange is your serial number. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write: the solar flux index increased a little last week, but was never exceptional. We started at 111 on the 11th of January and ended at 127 on Thursday the 15th. Not much to get excited about. The 11th of January also marked the most geomagnetically disturbed day of the week, with the KP index hitting 5.33. Luckily, the rest of the week was more settled, with KP index not getting above 3 for the 3 days up to Thursday the 15th. The sun also produced two M-class solar flares at that time, but there were no X-class events. This has meant reasonable HF propagation, with the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres climbing steadily after sunrise, often reaching more than 30 megs at times, but it's been choppy, with many falls below 25 megs during the day. So if you're a 10 metre operator, stick with it, as you may find conditions improve after 10 minutes or so. Nighttime maximum usable frequencies are still falling to around 7 to 9 megahertz over a 3,000 kilometre path, often dropping further, leaving the 40 metre band closed to many. A quick check of the NCDXF IBP beacon chain around midday on Thursday the 15th showed that the 24.930 MHz beacons were probably the most active, but DX signals were still a bit watery. The lower bands are still coming up with the goods, however, with Hong Kong being reported on 80 metres using CW. 3D2USU in Fiji has also been worked on the 20 metre band using CW, according to the CDXC Slack group. The KP5/NP3VI the Seshu Island expedition has been another sought-after entity this month. The station has been reported as being worked from Europe on the 30-metre band using FT8, on the 80-metre band using CW, and on the 40-metre band using USB. Next week's de-expedition petitions include 9X2AW in Rwanda, 5H3DX in Tanzania, P40AA in Aruba, and PJ2ND in Curaçao Island. Also reported to be active is VR3VSM/HR9 on Roatan Island in the Caribbean, Z81D in South Sudan, H44MS on the Solomon Islands, and FT4YM in Antarctica. If you work any of them, send your reports to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to climb slightly, perhaps peaking at 140, before going back down to the 120 and 130 range at the end of the month. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be settled next week, before becoming unsettled again on the 28th of January. Now for VHF and up, the current unsettled pattern looks likely to continue for next week, with low pressure nearby for much of the time, driving a series of rain-bearing fronts across the country. This will provide some opportunities for rain scatter, although these fast-moving winter systems may need some delicate rotator work to keep track of them. Tropo seems unlikely to feature much, if at all, during the period. The prospects for meteor scatter are best for random meteors around dawn, since we are now entering a long period between important meteor showers. This will last through to the Lyrids in late April. Solar conditions may be interesting due to a large sunspot group moving into view as the previous week closes, so don't abandon hope of potential auroral activity, and as usual, monitor the KP index for enhanced values above 5, ideally reaching 7 or better. A final note about sporadic E, which last week provided some mid-winter QSOs, including the 4-metre band. This was encouraged by the stronger winter jet streams, although we are now moving out of that traditional winter window of activity. Check for E's trace on the propquest.co.uk. Graphs on that site to be sure you don't miss any final throws of the winter sporadic E season. For EME operators, moon declination is at minimum over this weekend and negative all next week, going positive again on Friday the 23rd. Path losses are falling and moon windows length and peak elevations are increasing. 144 meg sky noise was high from Friday the 16th and Sunday. Sky noise was high from Friday the 16th, and the sun and moon are close in the sky today, the 18th. Sky noise will be low from tomorrow, the 19th onwards. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Also, until next week.